From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Tuesday, April 16th. A shooting at a McDonald's drive-thru has left an 18-year-old woman in the hospital. It happened in Humboldt Park on North and Grand just before 1 a.m. We're told the victim was in her car in the drive-thru when a man on a bike rode up and started arguing with her and others in the car. The man then took out a gun and started shooting. The Back of the Yards neighborhood gathered yesterday to honor Ariana Molina, the 9-year-old girl who was killed Saturday during a mass shooting near 52nd and Damon. 10 others, including her mother, were injured. Police say the shooters are gang-affiliated, but the family says they still don't know why they were targeted. No one is in custody. Two community organizations are offering a $2,000 reward. A pair of massive protests in support of Palestine resulted in multiple arrests Monday. Chicago police took 14 people into custody at a march that started in Federal Plaza before stretching through the Loop. And car traffic coming into O'Hare was brought to a standstill when activists blocked the airport's entrance on the Kennedy. Some travelers were forced to walk to the terminal with their bags. 40 people were arrested in connection with that protest. The Chicago City Council Budget Committee approved Mayor Brandon Johnson's request for an additional $70 million to aid the city's migrant crisis through the end of the year. It now goes to a full council vote tomorrow. Salvage crews recovered a fourth body trapped inside one of the missing construction vehicles at the Baltimore Bridge crash site. This now leaves the remains of two workers still unaccounted for. A massive cargo ship lost power on March 26th and struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Six people died as a result. Jury selection is set to resume today in the unprecedented criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. No jurors were selected yesterday on the first day of the New York trial. Trump faces 34 felony counts in the so-called hush money case. He's accused of falsifying business records in an effort to prevent an alleged affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels from making news before the 2016 election. It'll be another warm day with highs near 70, but there's a threat for strong to severe storms this evening and into the overnight hours. We could see large hail, damaging winds, and a tornado risk out west. For CBS News Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.